Dundee a point away at the League Two leaders, but does that in some ways feel like two drops?
Yeah, it does, Andy. You know, I just said to the players, we deserved a point without a shadow of a doubt today. That was a very, very good performance again. And the draws that we've got to be start turning into wins. You know, we've drawn three out of five now, I think. And I think you could argue we could have possibly won all three of those. So, but the performance level again today was fantastic, and we should have been out of sight by half time. I think everybody in the ground would struggle to disagree with that.
Really frustrating that one of those numerous chances wasn't put away.
Yeah, I think Paul Adam, and he does some stats for us on the bench there. I think he counted eight clear-cut chances, and not half chances, eight clear-cut. So really, we should take two or three of those. But the play to get there, Andy, was superb today. And we carved them open time after time, and they've come back into it more second half. Of course, they're at home. They're not top of the league for no reason. And then we've stood up to that and seen that out as well. So it was a real good, solid performance today. In first half, we should have signed the game up, no doubt about it.
Might have been a challenge for anyone who didn't know which of those sides was top of the league and which was 18th at the start.
I keep saying it, Andy, the league's like that. I haven't seen any team that's miles better than any other team. I remember the team that we had in the Championship that year with Paul Merson playing in it, and we got promoted. We were the best team by a mile, and I think everybody accepted that. I haven't seen a standout team yet in this league, and that's no disrespect to any other team. I think it's very much of a muchness, in as you've seen today. You know, a team 18th in the league comes to the top of the league and should win. And there's not a lot in it. It really is fine lines, and I've been saying that for 4 or 5 weeks now.
Decent performance last week, but you opted to make those six changes and change of shape. What was the thinking behind
it? That we needed to freshen up, Andy. We've been playing how we were playing. I wanted to play a back three. You know, we didn't concede too many goals at the start of the season playing a back three, and we've had another clean sheet here today. So, and I thought, you know, it's not just down to the three, though. You know, I've always said that before. The front two do the work, and Jed in behind, and Dutchie and Dunny today, they've been superb all over. Every single player today has put a right shift in, and we haven't got a bad player on the pitch today. So you can have shapes all you like, 3-5-2, 1-1-8, 4-4-2. It's about players at the end of the day. And sound like I read that now, I know. So there we go.
But would you consider persevering with the three at the back going forward?
That's for me to know, Andy. Are you the Hartlepool Chief Scout?
I'm certainly not, but you obviously tried it at the start of the season. Yeah, it's binned it, but it's an option for you to use going forward, you feel?
Of course it is, as you've seen today. It's a tight system, isn't it? But today we were an attacking threat as well, which is the key to it as well. You want to be defensively sound, of course you do. That's the basis of all good teams, of course it is. But today, attacking wise as well, we were very good, especially first half, and we should have won the game on chances created, I would think.
And the players coming in, the likes of Ben Chorley, Dan Butler, they haven't necessarily played for a while. A few people seem to be cramping up at the end, but very solid, as you've mentioned.
They have played because they've played in the reserves. And that's what the reserve league's for. You know, I said to all the players at the start of the season, if you're playing the reserves, it's not a punishment. You're playing the reserves so that you're ready for the first team. So Ben Chorley played Monday, Danny Ollins played Monday, Dan Butler played Monday, Jack Watmore played Monday. So lots of them played in the reserves on Monday against Wimbledon. So it was important that they got those minutes in there to allow them to go out there today and perform. So, and they were fantastic today. Every single player was really pleased.
Final couple, Paul McCallum, is there any news on his FA charge and how long he might be banned for?
The hearing is on Monday, so we'll know. I don't know how long it takes to turn that round, but the hearing is on Monday, so we'll know more after that.
And what would you fear might be the ban?
I have no idea. I'm not an FA disciplinarian, unfortunately, but fortunately. obviously, I'll get three. It's whether they deem to go a little bit more than that. We'll have to wait and see.
And finally, I know transfer deadline day not so significant when you can make loan signings in a few weeks' time, but do you expect any movement in or out on transfer deadline day?
At the moment, if it was to finish now or tomorrow, then no. But, you know, We're more in the loan market anyway, Andy. Bringing permanents in January is always difficult. Obviously, we bought Tubbsy in quite early, and we converted Robbo from loan to permanent. But doing a permanent now is quite difficult. As we all know, in January, it's a difficult one. And the loan window only shuts for a week, and then the emergency loan reopens so for 8 days. So it's not the be-all and end-all, to be honest, for us, if we needed to re-strengthen in a few days' time when it reopens. But I don't see too much happening at our place, to be honest. It'll be. I'm looking forward to the window shutting because the agents and everybody else ringing you and other managers. But no, I don't see too much happening, no.